Chapter 2, Weeks 1 through 6. Take it easy, but do not create bad habits. For the first 4 to 6 weeks, you are off the hook as far as serious sleep training goes. I really do not start sleep training and coaching until the babies are about 4 to 6 weeks old, depending on weight, prematurity, and other factors. Take this time to let your body recover, let your babies get used to life outside the womb, and let everyone get used to all the changes that come with birthing babies. In this chapter, you will learn how to assess when your own baby is ready to begin training. You will also learn how to tailor this method to your baby and your family's needs. Nobody knows your baby better than you. Use this knowledge to increase your baby's success in acquiring sleep skills. That being said, listen to this chapter carefully, because you do not want to create bad habits that you will need to break later. You cannot spoil babies before 12 weeks of age, but you can create bad habits. That is because babies just follow along, and it is your job to guide them in the right direction. Pre-sleep training is kind of like pre-dieting. If you eat a pint of Häagen-Dazs ice cream every day for 8 weeks, your body is really going to have a hard time giving that up when you start the diet. If you only have that 1,200 calorie treat every 3 to 4 days, then your body is not as used to it. The ice cream is not a daily habit. The same thing goes for a baby. If you put your baby in a swing every single time she cries for the first 6 weeks, she will expect you to put her in the swing each and every time she cries after 6 weeks. The baby cries, you put her in the swing. The baby cries, you put her in the swing. Over and over again, you repeat the same pattern. Soon the baby cries and she needs the swing. The swing changes from being one way to help the baby calm down to being the only way the baby can calm down. It is not her fault. The baby is just doing what you taught her to do. I personally am not a big fan of swings or the use of the vibration mode in bouncy chairs and bassinets. Using the vibration mode does all the work for your baby, so he never learns to soothe himself. I see these as quick fixes that disable an infant from learning to self-soothe, the crux of teaching your child to sleep through the night.